Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and it is time for our live local interview. I have a full house here in the air room today on our in our studios on the waterfront. Mr. Mike Vieira, he's the Carl Perkins Grant Manager. That's a fancy title for a program at Sitka High School. I've also got Allie Chapman, Vance Balovich, and Tyler Majeski all in the studio to talk about a Sitka High program for training. It's a great program. Mr. Vieira, I'm going to ask you to start by introducing the program.
Yeah, nationally and statewide, we refer to this as work-based learning, which includes opportunities for students to, at Sitka High School, either be part of a class called Work Experience, which generally exists when they already have a job with an employer and they get to carve out some time during their schedule in the day and go work. And we put a little bit of kind of career-focused learning around that so that they can earn credit. And then the other opportunity we call internship, which is a little bit more of a professional setting where students aren't getting paid and they're learning more in kind of a dedicated profession. And those students also have some academic learning around that, and they get a chance to kind of see if that's a career that they might be interested. So we kind of have three phases for that. You know, phase one is we want kids to kind of learn about work. You know, there's a framework set up by the Department of Labor called Career Clusters, and we want kids to kind of recognize where their interests lie in that. And then the second phase, we want them to learn through work, right? They're doing work and they're learning through their work, hands-on doing stuff, kind of applying things in a real-world setting. And then the last one is learning for work. So if they decide that that's something they want to do, for instance, we have some students doing an internship at the radiology clinic, and they're all approved to go down to North Idaho and enroll in their radiology program. So they're starting to learn for their work that they're going to be doing. So that's the three phases that we want to do there. And really, we're trying to expand opportunities. If you look at nationwide statistics, 79% of high school students will say they want to do some kind of work-based learning, but only 34% will say they know how to find opportunities to do that. So we're trying to bridge the gap on those two statistics. We currently have 71 students that have expressed interest next year in doing something. And I don't have 71 places to place them. So trying to encourage people out in the community to join us and partner with us to give these kids some real-world experience.
All right, well, let's hear from these three students. They're all working right now. I'm going to start with you, Tyler. Tyler Majeski, you are working right now. You're a junior, right? And you're working, where are you working?
I'm working over at Birch Equipment.
Okay, and what are you doing there?
It's kind of a smaller job just because I'm under 18, but I usually turning in smaller equipment, like,
so you work
checking
with the,
in.
Like work with the customers? If I have something I want to check out, I'll come to you? And
That's more Rich's
okay.
job or
All right.
you know, my boss's job, but I'm more of like take the equipment once you're done with it and clean it, check it in, make sure it works right.
Make sure I didn't break it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Then put gas in it and just make sure you didn't break it too much and whatnot. And then I put a tag on it and put it out on the floor and ready for next rent, basically.
Perfect. So how many hours a week are you out there?
I think I work an average of 12 hours a week.
Oh, okay. So quite a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So how about you, Vance? Vance Balovich, you are... Also, are you working right now?
No, I had an internship at Dr. Marley's dental clinic last semester.
Oh, okay. So tell me about that.
It was really good. It's like a whole family in there. I'm glad I went there and I chose that place. The first week, they got me all suited up in scrubs and everything. And I had my own little cubicle that I got to learn a bunch of stuff at. And they'd quiz me every week on dental-related things.
Oh, you had to learn, like, anatomy and
safety
stuff?
Yeah, how it grew and surgery and all that stuff, because I wanted to broaden my horizon to see which field I could specialize in. And I'm glad I did it, because freshman year I was like, I'm just gonna be a dentist, you know, it's gonna be super easy, gonna do that. And then went into the real world, saw some people do it, and then I realized, you know what, maybe this isn't for me. And so I'm glad that I did that, so I could find that I don't want to pursue that career. But I definitely think it was a good thing to take.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, one of the interesting things in Vance's internship, I think, is, and we're always looking to connect classroom learning to real world, right? And so Vance took my design and fabrication class. Did you take that your freshman year?
Yeah, that was freshman year.
Which is a CAD class, computer aided drafting. And we do some 3D modeling in there. And one of the cool things that I got to realize from Vance is learning is how much 3D modeling, 3D printing, CAD work is in dentistry at this time.
Yeah, crowns are sent off. You send off the file and they make the crown for you, right? They
mill it. I actually made some myself Dr. Marley. Yeah, we
really?
Got to print it out. He needed a special little block to make sure he's gelling in the right spot so it wouldn't wobble left or right or go anywhere. And so we printed it out together for the first like 3 days and came out perfect. And I learned how to use that medical 3D printer.
Wow.
Nice.
There's a lot of technology in dentistry these days. Awesome. So, Allie, I'm going to turn to you now. Allie Chapman is a senior, and she is at Keat Gushahin. And tell me, Allie, what your role is there right now.
At Keat Gushahin, I mostly just observe the teachers and the students and how they interact with each other and how the teachers do what they're supposed to do. And then sometimes I get to help do some of the teaching in small groups, which is my favorite part.
So how do you know what the teachers are supposed to be doing?
Sometimes I ask what their curriculum is and how they turn it into a lesson plan. So, and then I go back and forth between a couple classrooms and kind of compare and contrast how they're doing that.
Okay. What ages are you working with? What grades?
I'm working with 2 second grade classes and 1 5th grade class.
So compare and contrast the second graders with the 5th graders.
It's so different. It like the way you communicate what they're learning, how the teachers treat them. It's very different.
Huh. Interesting. Can you think of anything like really fun that a student said to you recently?
I recently spent a whole day in a classroom, and one of the students at the end of the day was like, "I believe in you. I believe you can be a real teacher." I'm like, "Oh my goodness, that's amazing."
Wow, that's great. So you are graduating soon, right?
Yes, sir.
How many days do you know the name?
23 more school days left.
Who's counting with those extra 2 that you got because of the snow days, right?
Oh, seniors don't get those. I checked.
Okay. That's nice. Yeah, that's nice. So what are your plans for next year?
I recently got enrolled into COCC, which is the Central Oregon Community College in Bend, Oregon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're hoping to go there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to major in elementary education.
So start at a community college.
Yes, sir.
And then go someplace else to finish out a degree?
Yeah. As of right now, I'll probably end up going to the closest university that I can, just because I have a bunch of family there, and I'll end up getting my bachelor's.
Great.
And then probably while I'm teaching, work my way up. But
and that bachelor's would be, what degree would that be?
Just in education, probably. Okay. No higher than like 6th grade.
Okay, so probably, yeah, elementary education. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to ask. Awesome. Well, gosh, we are getting close to being out of time. I'm going to turn the mic back over to Mr. Veer and ask him what else if he has anything he'd like to add to what these 3 students have talked about. Of course, we've talked to Tyler Majewski. He's working at Birch Equipment right now. Vance Balovich talked about his experience with Dr. Marley and Allie Chapman, who's at Keat Gushahin right now. Mr. Vieira.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we talked a little bit last month about was the idea that these experiences give kids a chance to kind of pursue something that they think they're passionate about and decide if it's something they can see themselves doing for a whole lifetime, a whole career. And I think it's a great opportunity for kids to see that, but also a great low-stakes opportunity for kids to realize if they're not interested in that, right? And I think that is Vance's story a little bit, is that he had a real strong interest in dentistry. He spent that semester there and I think came out realizing that maybe he's going to go a different path. So, Vance, talk a little bit about how your kind of career focus has changed after going through that internship experience.
So I looked at it, and I like school, but there's a lot of schooling in dentistry, like almost 16 plus years. So I was asking myself, do I think I can do 16 years of schooling? And I didn't see that I could do 16, so I also, you know, the career is really high stakes and all that stuff, which I do like, but I was kind of veering a little bit off of that, and so I'm looking at piloting right now, and I'm actually in ground school, too, and that is a course that we are looking to see if we can offer next year, too, at the high school.
Wow. Well, there's definitely precedent for people being pilots and coming back. I think I just heard of one former student that was making his first flight on a 737 back into Juneau just after flying for a smaller airline. So awesome.
Yeah, those are great stories. Yeah. I've got a former student, Jackson McGraw, who's got his own flying business in Sitka now. We've got an intern over at the Coast Guard base right now, a junior, Bristol Clifton, who's working with pilots at the Coast Guard base. We've got a strong group of kids who are interested in aviation right now, so we're looking to try to create an opportunity for those students to get some of that learning done next year, too.
Great. Well, best of luck to all of you, two juniors and a senior. Allie, especially you. You've got a lot of changes coming up soon, so good for you. So we've been speaking with Mr. Mike Vieira. He's with the High School Career and Technical Education Program here at Sitka High, and Allie Chapman, Vance Bolovich, and Tyler Majewski. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody.